Section 4, Class 1 or Class 1A NICs. The P11D is a two-page statutory return of expense payments and benefits in kind, beginning with details of the employer and employee, followed by Sections A to N for the reporting of the taxable benefits. Some sections have brown Class 1A boxes that must be totaled to arrive at the amount of the employer's Class 1A NIC's liability. Other sections are blue boxes, which means that there is no Class 1A National Insurance Contribution liability. However, there might be a Class 1 NIC's liability, say on the provision of a voucher or the payment of a personal liability of the employee or director. The front page of the P11D highlights in brown writing below the Works Number Department box that employers pay Class 1A National Insurance Contributions on most benefits. These are shown in boxes which are brown and have a Class 1A indicator. Sections B, C, E, M, and N are the blue boxes that do not attract Class 1 NICs and might involve a missed Class 1 NIC liability. Section M is the only dual-choice section on the P11D, where we can choose Class 1A liability using the brown box option or decide to use the blue box option with no Class 1A NIC. Perhaps the most obvious example is the payment of school fees by the employer, highlighted on the P35, to give employers an early warning. Only if there's a contract between the employer and the supplier of the services, the school, should the relevant amount be entered in the brown box, because it is then a benefit in kind. In contrast, where the employer is merely paying the school fees on behalf of the director or employee, the relevant amount should be entered in the blue box of Section M. A common error made by some employers is to assume that the reporting of such a payment on the P11D, where a specific box has been provided, is the end of the matter. But it isn't, and employers and their advisors need to recognise that the blue box entries on the P11D potentially give rise to a Class 1 National Insurance Contribution liability that might require a payroll adjustment. Another employer payment that might similarly be missed is private medical insurance, perhaps when an employee has their own insurance and the employer reimburses that cost instead of providing the benefit through a company scheme. It is only appropriate to report the benefit at Section I of the P11D if the contract is between the employer and the medical insurance company, as opposed to the reimbursement of the employee's personal liability.